Selection from Manuscript 97, 1902. MS 9702, copied July 8, 1902. From the light that has been given me, the medical missionary work and the gospel ministry are never to be divorced. They are to be bound together as one work. Christ is the head of the body, the church, and we are to work unitedly with Him. Referring to our relation to Him, the Apostle says, "We are laborers together with God." In the days of Christ, there were no sanitariums in the Holy Land, but wherever He went, He Himself was a sanitarium. The great physician carried with Him the healing efficacy that was a cure for every disease, spiritual and physical. This He imparted to those who were under the afflicting power of the enemy, healing their diseases and infirmities. In doing medical missionary work, we shall meet the same opposition that Christ met. He declares, "Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." When they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. We are to teach others how to obtain eternal life, and we should ever remember that the efficiency of the medical missionary work is in pointing sin-sick men and women to Jesus. We are to call upon them to behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. The life of Christ and His ministry to the afflicted are inseparably connected, and today He is the same compassionate physician. We should let all the afflicted understand that in Him there is healing balm for every disease, restoring power for every infirmity. The world has departed far from true principles of restoration and health. Perverted appetite and base passion have taken control of the minds of many. Too often, inclination to be irritable is strengthened by cultivation. Ill temper, cherished, destroys the delicate, pure, holy perceptions of the soul. Satan desires to cause us to be worried and harassed over mere trifles, so that we shall lose sight of the weighty matters pertaining to our eternal welfare. The Lord desires everyone to do his best. You may think that you can do very little, but remember that in the parable of the talents, Christ did not represent all the servants as receiving the same amount. To one servant was given 5 talents, to another 2, and to still another 1. If you have but 1 talent, use it wisely, increasing it by putting it out to the exchangers. Do what you can to roll back the wave of disease and suffering that is sweeping over our world. Come up to the help of the Lord. To the help of the Lord against the mighty powers of darkness. This medical dispensary work that Brother Sadler has outlined to us is similar to the work that we did in Australia. While we were in Kurrenbong, there was no physician within many miles of us, and my nurse, a woman of experience in treating the sick, took the place of a physician in our community. She responded to the many calls made, traveling from place to place and doing the work that God wants many others to do. In this line of work, some cannot do as much as others, but everyone is to do what he can to relieve suffering. God desires every one of his children to have intelligence and knowledge, so that with unmistakable clearness and power, his glory shall be revealed in our world.